Former Iraqi oil minister Ibrahim Al-Alum says he is confident that political differences in his country can be resolved so that its oil wealth can be fully exploited. He hailed the Kurdistan Regional Government's plan to sell oil from its new fields and downplayed the dispute over the direct deals made by the regional government with two foreign companies.
These differences, this political difference, really deprive the Iraqi people from development. We need to resolve them.
He said the Iraqi federal government and Kurdish regional leaders need to engage in dialogue over this issue.
Iraq needs production, oil production at this moment very badly. And also Kurdistan, what are they going to do with oil? They need to export it, and there's no way except through the national pipeline. So both parties agreed at the end they have to sit together and talk about issues.
The Kurdistan Regional Government representative to the United States, Kubad Talabani, spoke with confidence about the oil export agreements and what the new production means not only for his region but for the country as a whole.
At an initial rate of 60,000 barrels per day, this will be the first new oil to be exported from Iraq since Operation Iraqi Freedom. It is also the first of Kurdistan's newly discovered oil fields to produce and begin flowing through the pipeline to Turkey, out onto the market, while returning dollars to the federal treasury in Iraq.
This is the first time oil fields have been developed in Kurdistan, and Talabani and other participants familiar with Iraq's energy sector say it's only the beginning. They note that 90% of the country's potential oil-producing areas remain unexplored. Iraq produces just under 2 million barrels of oil a day now, down from the 3.5 million barrels a day it produced in the 1980s. Iraq's estimated reserves top 112 billion barrels, making it second only to Saudi Arabia in terms of the oil it holds underground. The former oil minister, Al-Alum, says Iraq's output could reach 4 million barrels a day by 2014 and 7 million barrels a day by 2019 if lawmakers pass a hydrocarbon bill by sometime next year. The proposed bill has been stalled in the Iraqi parliament for 3 years, and the former minister predicts it will not be approved until sometime after a new parliament is elected at the end of this year. The conference in Houston brought together around 100 Iraqis and representatives of U.S. and international energy companies. Some companies set up displays to show their services and expertise, while others relied on personal discussions with Iraqis attending the conference to develop contacts and business leads. The event continues through Thursday. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.